Good morning. We're just a little bit past here. This is a regularly scheduled council meeting that we had decided to schedule last Tuesday. Angel, will you call the roll?
Sure. Mayor Ures?
Here.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Here.
Mr. Priester?
Here.
Mr. Gwynn?
Here.
Mr. Olin?
Here. As we know, we have this was scheduled to be for the city manager. Appreciate everybody showing up. Unfortunately, Ms. Rich, again, from her spill last week going into the hospital, I think on last Sunday or last weekend, she was just released from the hospital last night, I think, early evening hours. She was still holding out hope that she was going to be able to be a part of this meeting. I guess about 45 minutes ago called to say that she just physically is not up after being in the hospital for 8 or 9 days, that she just physically doesn't feel up to being here. With that, she feels certain that she will be available next Tuesday at our regularly scheduled council meeting, the 18th, which we meet the 1st and 3rd. I had told her when she called and said she just wasn't going to be able to be there. I feel it's important to have a full council for this. But since we are in a meeting here, I just want to get everybody else's thoughts. She just got out of the hospital. She's been out of the hospital for 12 hours, so.
Oh, wow.
She just got home last night. I think it was 6 or 7 o'clock last night. She just got home, so. And she was, again, said she was going to try to make it. She got up this morning and is just feeling she needs a couple of days to recoup. So, with that, I don't know if anybody has any questions.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just, I didn't speak to her, so I don't know what her, you know, state of mind is. But, you know, one point in time we had, when we were funding Emergency One, we had Councilman Kay call in from Hawaii to talk about the issue. However, if she's not lucid enough to even discuss it, that's another issue. So obviously she can't vote, but I would like to have her opinion. So when the 18th comes along and we vote on this, that person, whoever it is going to have to spend all their time with Rick.
Correct.
To get them up to speed before he leaves.
Mr. Priester, you have some questions or comments?
No comments, other than the fact I do hope she will get back on her feet readily available. I heard something that was in reference to her blood pressure was definitely off the charts, so we need to be praying for her as well, and maybe that medication would possibly cause an error in judgment there, make a decision, so it would be good for us to table it consideration for the 18th.
Mr. Gwynn?
However, when the 18th comes, we need to pick city manager.
I will absolutely agree with you on that.
Whether she's here or not.
Susie?
I agree.
Mr. Priester, how do you feel about that?
I definitely feel that by the 18th, we need to make a decision.
We got to do something.
There's three, sure. So I'll just pile on just for the fun of it. And four.
If you wanted to call it earlier, I mean, try and do Friday, Thursday. She may be able to get in by then.
And she may. I feel bad that we keep throwing this out here and we get the public and TV showing up and everybody else. We keep calling these and we have to. We for sure will have a regularly scheduled council meeting next Tuesday. It's our 1st and 3rd as we always meet. Have been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years. We have a lot of other city business that we will be taking care of on that day. Consensus of this council is that next Tuesday, without question, hopefully we'll have 3 people here. I'm sure we'll have 5. We are going to pick a city manager and go from there. As we go back to this thing 6-7 weeks ago when this started to transpire, I mean, I personally was very adamant that we keep these wheels moving, that there would be some time spent with the individual, with Rick as he begins his departure from us, to spend some time in that transition. And I think I just feel very adamant about that, that we do that. So if that's good with everybody, next Tuesday, we'll go through our regularly scheduled meeting. We'll schedule that towards the end of that meeting to give us some time so we can go through the, you know, regularly scheduled business, get that done, then have the discussions for the city manager and put this to rest and get this moving. I hate it for Ms. Rich. I know she's been feeling bad, and obviously accidents happen and you fall.
Sure.
But with that, we got to keep the city moving. And so it's important that we have some leadership in place. And does anybody have anything else further they want to add?
Yes.
Mr. Priester?
I have nothing but just goodwill for Ms. Rich.
Anyone in the audience wish to speak to the item that is not before us today? The agenda item that won't go away. It's like relatives 4 days after Christmas. They just keep hanging on. They won't leave.
Like my Christmas tree. Won't go away.
Get it down before Valentine's Day would be good. Susie, you have anything further you want to add?
No.
Okay.
No.
If there's any other homework that any other council member feels they need to do between now and then, I would suggest that we get it done. I have completed mine, and I am very for sure where I'll be headed. So I'm excited about getting this moving forward. So, Mr. Horst, you have any pearls of wisdom you'd wish to add?
No, sir. Other than we'll see you at 11:30.
Mayor? Okay, so January 18th, which is next Tuesday, we'll have our regularly scheduled council meeting, 4:00. We will proceed with business then, and towards the end of that meeting, we will have a city manager's report under which we will discuss and decide on who our next city manager will be. So are we all in agreement with that?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Gilligan, is there any?
By motion to table this agenda item to the 18th.
Okay.
By the appropriate.
We have a motion for table and city manager appointment till January 18th. Tuesday
Second.
Next week. Motion from Mr. Priester.
Second.
Second from Mr. Gwynn. Again, I'm going to turn it to the audience. Is there anyone that wished to comment on this item? Council, any other questions or comments from council?
Yes, sir.
Angel, will you call the roll?
Mr. Priester?
Aye.
Mr. Gwynn?
Aye.
Ms. Heimbuckle?
Aye.
Mr. Owen?
Aye. I don't believe we have any other business, Mr. Horst?
No, sir.
With that, we have a workshop at 11:30 concerning CDGB funding, and we have all of those individuals scheduled to be here for 11:30,
yes.
Correct? All right. With that, we are adjourned.
Go back to your homes, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing to see here. Move on.
Just keep moving. Just keep moving.
Keep moving. Keep moving. We're walking.
Nothing behind the curtain.